With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 1,000 daffodils are in full bloom in front of the Iron County Museum in Hurley. Their significance goes far beyond a sign of spring. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Daffodil Project is a worldwide initiative to plant 1.5 million daffodils, one for each child that was murdered in the Holocaust, nearly all of whom were Jewish. The daffodil was chosen for its resemblance to the yellow star Jews were forced to wear during the Holocaust. Kristen Colasare is the treasurer of the Iron County Museum. She says Hurley was selected as one of the sites for these daffodils because of its connection to a man who was instrumental in fighting Nazi extremism in the U.S. in the 1930s and 40s.
Last March, we were contacted by the Jewish American Society for Historic Preservation, and they just contacted us out of the blue, and they offered us a historical marker for Leon Lewis. He was born in Hurley in 1888.
Colasare says after they submitted the final text for the historical marker, the Jewish American Society for Historic Preservation also asked if they'd be interested in participating in the Daffodil Project. They purchased 1,000 bulbs that were planted last fall by the Range Master Gardeners. Colasare says they've had an overwhelmingly positive reaction to the Daffodils Project.
I think it's going to be a great remembrance for people to realize the significance of what happened and how terrible it really was.
The historical marker for Leon Lewis is expected to be installed in August. Colasare has been researching Lewis to put together an exhibit to go along with it. She says it will be a timeline of major American history events and how Lewis's actions corresponded with it.
It's been really rewarding because I've been working very closely with two of his grandchildren and just to get their perspective on things and to learn about his personal life. We've been analyzing letters that he wrote, looking at photographs, just trying to figure out who was the man behind this great success and how was he able to keep everything such a secret for so long.
The exhibit will go up with the marker towards the end of summer. There will be a dedication on August 20th. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Every year, volunteer landowners help those with disabilities keep up their tradition of hunting. The Wisconsin DNR is looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. It takes place in October. Landowners need to have at least 60 acres available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. You will need to fill out an online application by July 1st. You can search the DNR website for Disabled Deer Hunt to find it. The Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities began in 1992 and provides hunting opportunities for approximately 400 hunters each year. There's no confirmed deal in place for what's next at the site of the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. Mayor Matt Zacher says, of all things, international relations are playing a role in the conversations around the site.
If it's going to cost less to build stuff in the United States because of the tariffs, then we need to find a facility to do that.
But with negotiations in progress, Zacher says many companies are in wait-and-see mode.
So we'll see how things play out because now there's a pause and all these other things are happening, but you never know where things will end up panning out. But definitely there's interest in it and some really good opportunities.
Zacher says he knows everyone is talking about data centers these days, but with one already on the line for Wisconsin Rapids, he doesn't want to see them become too reliant.
I appreciate and respect the data companies and what they're doing and the storage facilities and AI. It's a big part of our future, and I look forward to seeing how everything plays out. But at the same time, as the leader of a community, I need to stay focused on all avenues to bring in employment and economy.
Milwaukee-based Midwest Rail and Dismantling is in charge of the deconstruction of the old mill, which is expected to wrap up by the end of this year. A list of more than 500 sanctuary jurisdictions that included Shawano County in Wisconsin no longer appears in the Department of Homeland Security's website. It received criticism for including localities that have actively supported the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies. The department last week first published the list, but it had been removed by Sunday. Jim Davil, administrator for Shawano County, Wisconsin, said the inclusion of his community must have been a clerical error. Davil voted for Trump, as did 67% of Shawano County. Dabble thinks the administration may have been confused by the county's vote in 2021 to become a Second Amendment sanctuary county that prohibits gun control measures. He said the county has approved no immigration sanction policies. The House budget bill would reform environmental permitting in Wisconsin and nationwide, potentially streamlining the process and reducing litigation exposure. Brett Pivato reports.
Under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, large projects with the potential to affect the environment must complete environmental assessments or impact statements. This includes all federal agencies and impacts private development projects that need federal permits. The new provision would create an expedited review process for a fee of 25% on top of the usual cost of a NEPA review. Thomas Hockman with the Foundation for American Innovation says the new rule would also shield projects from NEPA-related litigation.
There are quotes from folks like outgoing EPA General Counsel who say 90% of the details in a NEPA review are purely there for litigation proofing the document. You can imagine if you only need 10% of the details in that environmental impact statement because you know that you are not at risk of litigation, that is almost certainly a radically faster timeline.
NEPA reform has been attempted by both parties in Congress in recent years, but it couldn't get passed in the Senate. This is the first time it's been attempted in the budget reconciliation process. Last September, the Cardinal Hickory Creek Clean Energy Power Transmission Line connecting Wisconsin and Iowa began operating after more than a decade of planning and multiple periods of litigation delay. Brett Pivato reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.